105, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday, and the heat remains with us, gang. I clocked a reading here in the center of the universe at 102 degrees. That's hot. We've got some rain rolling in. It may cool it off just a little bit, and I have some what I think is wonderful news. The unified, united Republican Party ticket, Winsome Sears, John Reed, Jason Meares, will be making their first joint appearance. It's coming up another week or so. It's up in Fairfax. Details are up if you go to the Republican Party of Virginia page, and I'm pretty sure each of the candidates has it up there as well. So you can take a look there if you would like to go. I think it's going to drop the puck right around 5:30. I'm not going to be able to make it, obviously, but I think it's a good thing. I do. Will the three of them campaign together after this? No idea. And I'm not sure that they need to tell you the truth. I think if they split up, they can cover the state more effectively. But that's just me. Nobody's asking me for my opinion. However, if you were to ask me for my opinion, I would say, split up, cover the state more effectively. I think each of them brings some really wonderful attributes, and I'd love to see each of them crisscrossing the state, hitting the same places 2-3 times in a row, and folks going, wow, they're good people. They're good candidates. They're going to be good for our beloved Commonwealth. We like them. Let's vote for them. Okay, I think that's good. I really do. If you would like to take a look at craziness, you can look to New York City and their Democrat Party primary election yesterday. We're going to get to that in a moment, but let's go to California first. Now, why do I keep referencing New York and California? Because the Virginia Democrats are determined to turn Virginia into California or New York. That's their goal. Make no mistake about it. That is exactly what their goal is. They want us living with gigantic government and socialist policies. Take a look at their slate. It's really easy, by the way. Abigail Spamberger and Ghazala Hashmi and Jay Jones. They're telling you flat out what it is they want to do. Flat out. I mean, if nothing else, you can at least admire them for being somewhat honest in their dishonesty and their desire to undermine our beloved Commonwealth. They are such extremists. And if you want any idea of what they want to do, then just take a look at California or New York. So let's start in California, because this is the vice mayor of a city out in California. She's an elected official. She's a big-time Democrat, and, well, anyway, just let's take a listen.
Not for nothing, but I want to know where all the cholos are at in Los Angeles, 18th Street, Florencia. Where's the leadership at? Because you guys are all about territory, and this is 18th Street, and this is Florencia. You guys tag everything up, claiming hood, and now that your hood's being invaded by the biggest gang there is, there ain't a peep out of you. It's everyone else who's not about the gang life that's out there protesting and speaking up. We're out there, like, fighting our turf, protecting our turf, protecting our people. And, like, where you at?
I thought at first it was a joke. I did. I thought at first it was somebody poking a finger at the gangbanger saying, see, weaklings, weasels, you're not here. And then I realized, oh, no, she's serious as a flipping heart attack. She asks the gangbangers to come and attack what she describes as the biggest gang in America, ICE. She's calling for violence, serious violence, to be perpetrated on federal law enforcement. That's what she's asking for. She's calling for it. Again, the vice mayor of a city out there. She is apparently, as we speak, having a get-together with members of the Federal Bureau of Investigation to, well, you know, just chat. figure a few things out. See if there was anything lost in TikTok land. Did we miss something? Was there a disclaimer that we didn't see that said this is just satire? Don't believe it. I'm poking fun at the gangbangers. No, she's full on board, man. She'd like to know where they are and why they're not there attacking federal law enforcement officers. It's disgusting. Speaking of disgusting, take a look at New York City. It is fascinating to me. We'll have to get Jimmy Galliano back on, Germ, because, you know, Jimmy is really, really close to this. Eric Adams had been the mayor of New York City for the last 4 years. And make no mistake about it, Eric Adams is not exactly a peach. But Eric Adams, in comparison now to this Jew-hating communist Islamist, that's how he's described, I'll take Eric Adams in a heartbeat. Here's what we know. Andrew Cuomo, who is just an awful human being, absolutely awful human being, responsible for the deaths of how many grandmas and grandpas during COVID theater, kept all these poor people locked up in assisted living facilities where there was COVID, and these folks were exposed to it. They were the most fragile, and many of them died, and that's on him. That's absolutely on Andrew Cuomo. Then it comes out, in addition to being an awful human being who doesn't know how to govern, he's also a pig. Because apparently he was, shall we say, less than professional with female office staff. That's a good turn of a phrase, don't you think? Well, he suffered what can only be described as a humiliating loss. Part of it is that his very own lieutenant governor up there, that Kathy Hochul, the accidental governor, because she became governor after this nitwit was forced to resign. It was, of course, COVID and Me Too, COVID and all that nonsense. So anyway, he got no support from her. He might have been able to pull it out, maybe, possibly, if she would have done it. She did nothing. She did nothing. And it's fascinating to watch the Democrats implode. And far be it for me to get in the way of my opposition. Because I'm a Republican. I make no bones about that. But I'm not going to get in the way and say, hey, you guys really ought to fix your stuff. But I am looking at it thinking, wow, you people stink. Good Lord, man. You're bad. You're bad. Anyway, so I'm looking at it. They just did whatever they did up there. And Cuomo lost. And now they have this ranked choice voting, which, again, is something the Virginia Democrats would like to bring to Virginia. Why? Well, because it gives you candidates like the guy that you got up in New York City, Zohran Mamdani, who is now the official Democrat nominee for mayor of New York City. This is the guy we talked about him the other day. He would like to have the city government get into the grocery store business. I don't know exactly how you do that. Do you buy stores? Do you lease stores? Do you set up your own stores? Do you try and somehow, some way, take over stores? I mean, I don't know. I know John Catsimatidis, who's a good guy. I've had the chance to spend some time with him. He is the owner of WABC Radio up there. That's how I know him. But he's also the owner of Gristiti's, which is one of the biggest supermarket chains in New York City. And he said if this nitwit becomes mayor, he's just shutting down all his stores in the city. He's just not going to be involved. He'll pull them all out of the city. They'll have them out on Long Island and up at Westchester and maybe over in Jersey, I don't know. But he's not going to keep them in the city. And that would be a terrible, terrible thing for New York City. What else? What else does this guy promise to do? Well, he promises to fight Trump. What does that mean? Who knows? But as the Democrat Party nominee up in New York, he's got a real chance of becoming mayor of New York. It's crazy. I know.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So here's what happens. New York, by the way, has a different system than we do here. So this Andrew Cuomo nitwit who embarrassed himself, humiliated yesterday, he can actually run as an independent for mayor in the general election. Well, that's pretty interesting, huh? And the business leaders up there, they're telling him, don't do it. Just don't do it. You're gonna embarrass yourself yet again, but more importantly, you're going to allow this socialist, communist, Islamist to win. And that's bad for everybody. So Eric Adams, who a year and a half ago was facing federal charges, his career was over, everything was bad, blah, 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 blah. Now becomes almost the establishment candidate. And even for those of us looking at him going, boy, I don't know. You got to look at him now and say, well, he's better than the other guy. Yep. It is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. We'll talk more about that. We have John Reed joining us at 4:35, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And we've got Mike Dickinson dropping by at 5:35. We'll talk a little bit about some of the political activities. And again, big news, the Republicans running for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general in my beloved Commonwealth will be doing their first unity event. And here's the nice thing about it. I think it's a great thing. Governor Glenn Youngkin. Yep. He's the special guest. I love it. I love that it is all coming together. That's exactly how it should be. And we'll get some more details when we chat with John. We'll do that again at 4:35. Quick reminder, the James River Air text line always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We would love to see what you've got to say, or at least I would. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 1 second. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. It is officially hot. It maintains its 100-degree temperature. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up. I'll tell you that. John Reed, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, is going to be dropping by at 4:35. Mike Dickinson, our citizen journalist, will be here because, as you know, it is Wednesday. He'll be here at 5:35. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville say, hey, Jeff, you should have let us know that Pixie was going to be a special guest on your show today. She did make me laugh, and we love you. Well, we love you, too. That's good. That's good. 804, Pixie, your executive producer, sounds upset over something. No, not upset at all. She's just doing her duty as an official pseudo-guard dog. That's as good as it gets for Pixie. 804, Jeff, weren't there reports that Obama and Biden administrations were infiltrated with agitators? The whole deep state seems to stink. Yeah, I got you on that one. Adams was horrible, Jeff, until the Democrats tried to put him in jail. Now he's actually doing pretty well. Did you know that the new nominee up in New York City wants to offer free buses in New York, just like Richmond? Yeah. Well, he also wants to set up government-run grocery stores. And I remember those because I'm older than you are. I remember them from the old Soviet Union. They were always so well-stocked and maintained, and it's crazy. But he's doing that. He also thinks fundamentally that food is too expensive. And to make food more affordable, he would like, are you ready, the rich, the wealthy, the so-called millionaires and billionaires to go and, well, just pay more and buy groceries for people who claim they cannot afford them. Wow. If, in fact, this guy wins in New York, Jeff, then every one of these blue cities across America will absolutely have a Marxist mayor promising free stuff. Cannot wait to see the Richmond City-run grocery stores. After all, the water system is fantastic. 804, Jeff, Republicans, normal Democrats, independents are all going to need to rally around Eric Adams or New York City is lost. And then finally, 804 says, Jeff, fake news NPR is absolutely over the moon that an Islamist Marxist may in fact be mayor of New York City. Yeah, it is fascinating to watch that once great city do what it is doing right now. Now, I don't know if it gets solved in the general election. I would certainly hope so. But I was just forced, as I watched some of those returns last night, to think of Snake Plissken. Remember Snake Plissken? Escape from New York? You know who's going to be the most upset about a victory for this guy in New York? The people of Florida, who are going to be flooded with New Yorkers trying to escape New York. 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 336, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Why is anybody blasting the arrest down there in Chesterfield County? I try my best not to just break things down along party lines. That's not my thing. However, I got to tell you, it's getting easier and easier to do exactly that. I know there are a lot of people like, well, we should think about this. Gang, it is playing out so clearly. It becomes clearer and clearer and clearer every single day. And here in my beloved Commonwealth, why would any Virginia Democrats be upset that arrests were made of criminals at the courthouse? Honest to goodness, can you give me an example of any reason, any shred of a reason? Why? I don't know. Tiny Tim Kaine stamping his tiny little urchin feet there. His little garden gnome toes. But honestly, what is he upset about? Were any of these people arrested while they were doing volunteer work, feeding the hungry and clothing the naked and housing? And no! They're all criminals. And we know they're criminals. Jeff, they're going to be separated from their families. It's not fair. Well, then talk to everybody else who's ever gone to jail or to prison. Guess what happens? It's a solo operation. You don't get to bring your cousins with you to keep you company. Well, you're going to be separated. I got it. I would ask you, take a look around at any sort of a detention or a correctional facility. Your local jail, state prison. See if anybody was allowed to, you know, come as a couple. Or you might leave as a couple. That's something else entirely. But no, you don't get to book into your correctional facility for the next 5 to 10 years and bring your best friend with you, right? Your spouse. Well, we've been married a lot. I don't want to be separated from them. Well, it doesn't work that way. I have kids. Well, your kids are going to suffer. And for the record, it's one of the reasons I volunteer as a teacher. As the lead instructor for the Inside Out Dad program at a regional jail, because I would like to help these guys get their stuff together, but they don't get to come with their kids. And I'm telling you now, it is difficult on the kids. Just as it's going to be difficult on the kids of these folks who were arrested the other day down there at the Chesterfield County courthouse. There's no reason to be upset. Well, no reason for you to be upset. And I have one piece of advice for you. If you don't want to be arrested, please don't break the law. It is about as simple as it gets, kids. You don't want to have a negative interaction with law enforcement? Don't break the law. Follow the rules. That's it. That's it. Yeah, but. No. No buts. No yes. That's it. That is the totality of my advice. Don't break the law. And you'll be just fine. I have got to share. Well, you know, while we're speaking of this, actually, now it just occurred to me. Number one, the James River Air Text Line, 833-804-1140. That's always available to you, 833-804-1140. But just occurred to me, there are some folks who are absolutely upset now because down in the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis and his folks have taken over what was an abandoned regional airport. It hasn't been used in forever. It's just been sitting there vacant. And the DHS folks, ICE folks, have been looking for an appropriate detention facility, again, for illegal aliens who are in the process of being deported from the United States of America. So Ron DeSantis said, hey, we'll get it up and running. It's going to cost us X number of dollars, but they're going to make that back plus because they're going to have a federal contract, essentially, for this detention facility. And one of his guys pointed out, you know, it's in the middle of nowhere. It's kind of, what was it? It was the Dade Collier Regional Airport. So right where what had been Dade County, hasn't been Dade County in years. It's Miami-Dade County. It's been like that 40 years, I guess. And Collier County come together. So it's just this big nothing. It's just nothing. And so one of Ron DeSantis' staff members described it as an alligator Alcatraz. And boy, has that got people upset. Cut number two.
Now to a new migrant detention camp in the Florida Everglades. Officials there are calling it Alligator Alcatraz, suggesting the swamp's wildlife will prevent migrants from escaping. Here's Gabe Gutierrez.
Tonight, construction is underway deep in the Florida Everglades on a massive migrant detention camp that state officials are calling Alligator Alcatraz. Starting next month, 5,000 migrants will be housed in trailers and heavy-duty tents at this remote abandoned airfield.
As I call it, Alligator Alcatraz.
In a promotional video set to music, Florida's Attorney General lays out what he considers a deterrent for any potential escapees.
People get out, there's not much waiting for them other than alligators.
But some local officials warn the environmental impact could be devastating.
We have environmental and fiscal stewardship and safety concerns.
The Trump administration has said it wants to get up to 100,000 beds at detention centers across the country to facilitate mass deportations.
A lot of bad people were let into our country. We're getting them out, and we're getting them out fast.
The Department of Homeland Security says the new facility will cost about $450 million a year and will be reimbursed in large part by a FEMA program previously used to shelter migrants in places like this hotel in New York City.
Do you think that this is a good idea for your home state?
Well, I 100% support the president's deportation efforts. It's the president's priority to get those individuals out of our country.
But immigrant advocates argue the money has not been set aside by Congress. And
the biggest concern is the grave inhumanity that seems to be at stake in terms of sending people to incredibly inhumane, brutal conditions.
An administration official tells NBC News that ICE currently has nearly 60,000 detainees in custody, a record.
Congratulations. Time to set a new record, right? Seriously, talk to Tom Holman. That's what his answer is going to be. You want to talk about a record that has been set? Do you know the approximate number of illegal entries into the United States via our southern border in the last couple of months? Zero. Zero. Full operational control of the U.S.-Mexican border has been achieved. It was wide open for 4 years, and now it is what it's supposed to be. It's a border. It's a border. 804 hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, it's a good place for you and Carl Leonard to wrestle those alligators. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out where I get an alligator locally. I know where to get them in Florida. No, I mean locally. I always was of the opinion, as I was chatting with Carl Leonard, the sheriff of Chesterfield County, when we team up for these great Special Olympics fundraisers, that alligator wrestling would be a good way to go this year. but I've had no success finding an alligator. So that, I think, might be tabled maybe until next year. Thing is, I do have another fundraising activity which is coming together for Special Olympics. It won't be till we get into polar plunge season. You don't have to go looking for your checkbook just yet. And it ties together some really, really great stuff. As soon as we get the sign off on it, then I will let you know all about it. 804, Jeff, Tiny Tim Kaine is just a blowhard. Yes, you are absolutely, positively correct. That is exactly what he is. He is a garden gnome with a bad hairdo and a really large mouth. Sometimes there is a kazoo or a harmonica or something jammed in there. Jim in Mechanicsville says, Jeff, up here in Mechanicsville, it is 106.5 degrees. Robin, is that hot? It's damn hot. Exactly. All right. We got some other great stuff coming up in a couple of moments, and I don't know if you've seen or heard any of President Trump being referred to as daddy by one of the NATO people. Can we grab that germ? Because it's priceless. It's like Marco Rubio. It's like he turned into Tickle Me Elmo when he heard that. It's just off the charts funny. So we're going to try and get that for you. Again, a reminder, coming up at 4:35, we've got John Reed. John, of course, formerly host of this morning show on this here station, which, by the way, is getting ready to celebrate 100 years, November the 2nd. 100 years. That's pretty cool. But John will be here. He is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. He'll join us at 4:35 and find out where everybody's headed. I know coming up next week in Fairfax, it's going to be the first GOP unity event, a unified ticket. You have Governor Glenn Youngkin, who's going to be there, Lieutenant Governor Winsom Sears, Attorney General Jason Meares, and Lieutenant Governor nominee John Reed. So I don't know about you. I'm thrilled to see that it's coming together. 3:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Now, what's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hotter than this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crash pot cooking. Well, can you tell me what it feels like? Fool, what is hot? I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot.
3:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Once again, 100 degrees. Might be a little bit better tomorrow. You know, I got so excited. I'm looking at the weather thing here. And there was a possibility of some thunderstorms rolling through this afternoon, which would have been nice, actually. Just kind of break it up a little bit. Cool it off a little bit. Yeah, they just took those off the table. So I think it is what it is, at least until we get a slight step further towards the weekend. Then, well, sure, because everybody's got the weekend off. Now we'll deal with some thunderstorms. I don't even know how to describe this. So, all right, well, picture this. President Trump is over there at the NATO meeting, right? And he does whatever real presidents do when they're at NATO meetings. Okay, so he's there. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is there. I don't know, some other folks there. I don't know, Team Trump, okay? And there's some sort of a press avail, a press conference, a new, whatever it is. And you know what? Better than me try to describe it. Germ, can you just play this for everybody?
Hello. Deborah Haynes from Sky News. Mark Rutte, the NATO chief, who is your friend, he called you daddy earlier. Do you regard your NATO allies as kind of children?
No, he likes me. I think he likes me. If he doesn't, I'll let you know. I'll come back and I'll hit him hard, okay? No?
He did
it very affectionately. Daddy, you're my daddy.
Do you regard your NATO allies, though, as kind of like children, and they're obviously listening to you and they're spending more, and you're obviously appreciative of that, but do you hope that actually they're going to be able to defend themselves, defend Europe on their own without?
I think they need help a little bit at the beginning, and I think they'll be able to, and I think they're going to remember this day. And this was a big day for NATO. You know, this was a very big day. They took it One of the gentlemen said, you know what? We've been trying to raise money for, raise the rate for 30 years, he said, 20 years, from almost the beginning. And he's been there for a long time. He said, until you came along, it never happened. What you did is amazing. It's been sort of an amazing day for a lot of reasons, but also for that. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think they can do it without you, though, in the future? Can they do it without
the United
States?
I mean, you have to ask Mark.
Danny. Yeah, I will get the video up. I'll put it over on the Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Take a look at it, because Marco Rubio, I'm telling you, it's like Tickle Me Elmo. He just sort of balls up, and I would never refer to anybody in that way. I mean, my dad, I'm sure when I was a little kid, I called him Daddy, but not for a long, long time. All right, we've got John Reed joining us at 4:35, the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. There is a big event coming up in Fairfax just a couple of days from now. It will be Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, Attorney General Jason Meares, Lieutenant Governor nominee John Reed, and Governor Glenn Youngkin, which is good. In fact, it's better than good. It's great. If you really do care about our beloved Commonwealth, I'm here to tell you, you better pay attention to this election coming up. And you know what else you need to pay attention to? Pay attention to what's going on in California and New York. That is not what I want here. Quite frankly, if I wanted the insanity of California, if I wanted the insanity of New York, I would have moved there. I specifically chose where I was going to be, where our family was going to be. And if you don't want Virginia to become California East or New York South, you got to pay close attention. A virulent Jew hater poised to become mayor of New York. And I should mention for the record, with the support of a number of New York City Jewish community members. That's what absolutely makes me sick. It is outrageous. We'll talk more about it. It is 3:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
I know nothing.